From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued more advice today for people worried their mail might have come into contact with anthrax spores. It's been 2 months since letters containing spores were sent to Capitol Hill. Evidence continues to emerge about the case. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
It has been over a month since the CDC formally offered mail opening tips, but today, more advice. CDC Director Jeffrey Copeland.
Some people have a tendency to blow open envelopes. Not a good idea, shouldn't do that. Or sniff mail or mail contents.
It would be prudent to wash your hands after handling the mail, he said. But these are only potential steps people might want to take. Copeland says there is good reason not to fear the mail. From a spore's perspective, even smooth surfaces seem like rough mountainous terrain with lots of places to stick. So it seems difficult for spores to spread from one object to another. Copeland says spores that do get transferred are probably less dangerous.
Bigger particle-sized spores are most likely to settle down. So if you had an envelope and spores stuck to it, you know, the literature would argue that those would be the larger ones, which have less of a likelihood to be inhaled.
There is evidence the spores found in Florida back in October spread more easily than some had thought. Investigators with the Environmental Protection Agency have completed their survey of the American Media Office building in Boca Raton, where photo editor Rob Stevens worked before dying of anthrax. Carl Terry is a spokesperson for the EPA regional office responsible for Florida.
Initially, the results came back negative from samples that we collected from the air ducts. And so it was a good sign initially because we thought maybe that at least it had not been carried through the air ducts in the entire building.
But EPA investigators found spores just about everywhere, on all three floors, on computers, on a magazine rack, on a fax machine. 462 samples were taken, 84 tested positive. There has been some speculation the high concentration of spores used in these attacks suggests they might have come from the U.S. bioweapons program. But Anna Johnson-Weiniger says she doubts it. She's the deputy assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Chemical and Biological Defense. She reminded the House Science Committee yesterday that the attack used the Ames strain of anthrax bacteria.
To the best of my knowledge, the United States did not have the Ames strain of anthrax weaponized. The Ames strain was essentially isolated after the U.S. destroyed our stockpiles of weaponized anthrax. So to make the leap that it came from a pre-existing stock, I don't believe is a correct assumption.
Investigators may get more clues from the powder in the letter sent to Senator Patrick Leahy. After 2 weeks of waiting and planning, the letter was gingerly opened yesterday. The envelope resembles the one sent to Senator Tom Daschle. The FBI said today that the wording on the letter inside is identical as well. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.